Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Mulhas. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground that hits Wahlberg. Wahlberg is out and Speaker is safe at first. There goes Wahlberg trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bishop moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flagstead moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Sammy Hale now playing third base. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. Tote moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan strikes out. There goes Tote. The throw from Cochran and Tote is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tate scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hauser strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Flagstead moves to second. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. Tote moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive towards the mound. Rommel catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Tate reaches second base with a double. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Jack Russell. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Danny McFadden now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The slide. Berry applies the tag. Speaker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Flagstead strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tote strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.